Well, the Dow struggled to beat yesterday's record high. Stephanie Elam is in New York with a look at the final numbers and other business news headlines on this Thursday. Hey, Stephanie.
Hi, Richard. It struggled, but didn't really manage to pull it out. Stocks ended little change today. News of big deals and cheaper oil was offset by concerns about the economy. Wachovia agreed to buy A.G. Edwards for nearly $7 billion, creating the nation's second largest retail brokerage firm behind only Merrill Lynch. So if you take a look at the numbers, the Dow, it was positive, but then it turned to negative territory, closing down about 5 points at 13,627. But if you look at that on a percentage basis, that's, you know, pretty much the flat line there. The Nasdaq, however, better by just under 0.5% at 2604, and the S&P 500, a new record again, but not so much. It's up less than 1 point today at 1530.
I'll take it.
I'll take
that to the bank. Yeah. Hey, two guys that used to be, well, figuratively arch enemies. We're talking about Bill Gates and Steve Jobs. They got together last night, and how'd that go?
Yeah, you're right. You've probably seen the commercials, right, for the Mac, which mocks the PC. Well, Apple and Microsoft, who runs software, runs most home computers, of course, are arch rivals and not always friendly ones. But the two billionaires who run those companies made nice last night. Steve Jobs and Bill Gates got together at a conference on the West Coast, and they reminisced about how they were the youngest guys in the industry when they started out and are now at about 50. The oldest guys around in the business. Kind of funny when you think of it that way.
It is, actually. Those guys being the oldest now. They used to be so young. Hey, let's take a look at some legal challenges for Walmart now. It seems like they can't get a week by without having something happen to them.
That's probably what happens when you're like the biggest retailer in the world. People are always watching you. Well, some 72,000 current and former Walmart employees in New Jersey say they were denied breaks and were forced to work off the clock. Two lower courts had denied the plaintiff's request for class action status, but in today's 5-1 opinion, the state's high court said the grievances of the employees would be best handled through a class action rather than individual cases. Walmart said it was disappointed with the decision, but noted that the ruling was not a gauge of the case's merit, but simply was showing the decision that it should be tried as a class action.
All right, well, since we're talking about behemoths, let's get GE in the picture here. They're also getting a little bit of lawsuit action.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if they want to get any of that action, but they are, yeah. In this case, a staff lawyer has filed a discrimination suit against the world's second largest company. Loreen Schaefer has worked for GE for 13 years. She accuses the company of unfair practices towards women regarding pay and promotions. She is also seeking $500 million in damages and wants class action status to represent about 1,500 executive-level female employees. Schaefer says GE's percentage of high-level women executives has not changed in about 5 years. Not surprisingly, GE disputes that and strongly denies her allegations. That's the latest from New York. Richard, have a good one.
All right, thanks, Stephanie. You too.